Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Happens when you engage. Really that simple. When you engage. Anyway, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to do some of the quick and easy down and dirty ones. Hey, look, Christmas is still right around the corner. Right? Ain't that far away. And I say that because if you go to MyPillow, look, we could all use to save a few bucks, right? You head over to MyPillow.com, you save a few dollars, and you'll go ahead and be able to spend more money on Christmas. You might even be able to make a donation to the Joe Messina Show. I don't know. Whatever you decide you want to do with it. But I want to help you save a few bucks. MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe on the way out. They've got doggy beds, kid pillows, blankets, sheets, pillowcases, towels. The towels are cool, right? They've got bathrobes, men's slippers, all the stuff that you buy anyway. You buy for gifts for people. Check it out first. It won't hurt. You'll save some money. I guarantee it. MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. Promo code Joe on the way out. You'll love it. You'll be happy. You'll have a smile on your face. Human Rights Commissioner in Massachusetts quits after mocking God, blasting trash Christians after having a little fight over a Christmas tree. I mean, sick. You have to be sick for this stuff to get under your skin to the point where you can't control yourself. A member of Boston Suburbs Human Rights Commission resigned after posting a profanity-laden post to Facebook last week. He mocked God. He cursed fellow Christian citizens amid controversy regarding a local library's Christmas tree. The town of Denham, Massachusetts, about 30 miles south of Boston, drew national attention after Lisa Desmond, manager of the local Endicott branch, wrote on Facebook early in the month that its annual Christmas tree display had apparently been canceled to prevent offending people. I've never posted a negative post on Facebook, Desmond wrote. That is until now. I found out today that my beautiful library will not have its Christmas tree this year. When I asked, I was told people remained uncomfortable last year looking at it. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? But wouldn't you? Wouldn't you sit back and go, wait, what? You're uncomfortable looking at a Christmas tree. Then sit in the seat that faces away from the Christmas tree. How's that? I'd be offended if there wasn't a Christmas tree. That's even better. But they don't care about me. right? Or be uncomfortable. Let me use the proper verbiage here. She went on to say that 28 years at the Dedham Public Library never heard a negative comment. Right? And I tell you guys, if you make noise, if you can make a difference. It has been noted the town historically celebrated and included everyone in our community. And she happily participated in recent Juneteenth celebration at the library. Diane Loud, who was appointed to Human Rights Commission in Dedham by the town's commission on disability, reportedly called Desmond a selfish effing bee. Pregnant dog. Accused her of endangering lives by raising the issue to begin with. I don't know how to endanger lives, but whatever. She was like, for a tree? For an MFing tree? You have to put people's lives in this danger? A lot of danger. Wow. Addressing others, she speculated might also have been responsible for bringing controversy to a wider attention. Loud continued to part, I hope the fact that you, who claim to believe in Christ and Christmas or whatever happy horses you have, or you're trying to hide behind, are the least gracious, most hateful, most disgusting trash in the world. Think about what she's saying there. In reality, that she's part of the Human Relations Council. Let that sink in for a second. And it's not the Christians that constantly push back on everybody else. It's everybody else pushing back on the Christians. And it's wrong. It's really that. It's wrong. I don't care if you put a Festivus tree up. Leave me alone. I don't care if you put nothing up. Leave me alone. You know what I'm saying? She goes on to say, is this what you think your magic sky daddy wants? Now, how could she be on the Human Rights Commission and not have any feelings towards what Christians think? You got to think about where they're coming from. Listen to the hate speech. In closing, I'd like to add an F you pieces of trash. I hate each and every one of you, and I do wish great suffering on you. You are terrible, terrible people. And you did it all because you didn't get your way. You are despicable. This is from a member of the Human Relations Council. How exciting. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070.
800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back.
I'm back. Hopefully you're with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's the way I need you to go, the way it should be, actually. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're engaged and involved. You know, I was just, and somebody sent me a couple of other links while during the break. Talking about this member of the Human Relations Council, which is great. Human Rights Commission. And this wonderful piece of excrement, and I'm calling her that for a reason. Because these people on the human relations roundtables and councils and all this other stuff, you usually find they're among the most hateful, bigoted people that there are. This one couldn't hold herself anymore, thank God. She just let it all loose. She trashed Christians, trashed the Christian belief, used some really nasty language. And after she was done doing all this, she thought it was just fine. The person who was aimed at was a lot nicer than me, but responded to Loud's tirade against her by calling for her resignation and saying she had called the police in response to comments she was getting on social media, some which accused the Christmas tree supporters for exhibiting Christian privilege. You see what I mean? They take these words, and you go back to the first couple of years I did the show, it was starting to happen then. Back at the time, Obama won. It was happening back then. And they would take these words and they would use racism. If you celebrated birthdays in a classroom, there were some kids who couldn't have birthdays, who never celebrated birthdays, didn't have the money to celebrate birthdays because they were mostly of a different color, different class of people. So you were called a racist if you wanted to celebrate a birthday. This is what they did. Then they went into white privilege. Now we have Christian privilege. We have Christian supremacy. We have white supremacy. Because they know these words scare you. Well, the words don't scare me at all. And it shouldn't scare you. If you perceive yourself to be, if you believe yourself to be a racist, truly, honestly, then you need to do a checkup with somebody. And no, you don't do a checkup. Do not do a checkup with somebody who's woke. Okay? Or appears to be woke. You do the checkup with somebody who's level-headed that you don't have to worry about. Anyway, the city that has a Human Relations Commission did respond to any news sources' request for comment. Right? The only statement they would issue is that Loud was that she was no longer a member of the commission. Right? Wow. HRC member Diane Loud has stepped down from her position on the Denton Human Rights Commission. We sincerely appreciate Diane's service. Look forward to working with the Commission on Disabilities to find a representative to take her place. Same kind? No, really? Same kind? According to their website, the Denton Human Rights Commission was founded in 2017 and ensures that residents of the town, not religious or non-religious, residents of the town enjoy equal opportunity to participate in and enjoy life in the town, regardless of their race, color, ancestry, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, age, religion, marital, family, or military status. It goes on and on. Don't want to use all the words. Now they use, nah. how this ends up in this, I don't know. But now Massachusetts has an ex-offender status. Yeah, let that sink in. The town of Denham also released a statement condemning the online threats and bullying, as they put it. We continue to encourage constructive conversations, healthy debates, but because of social media and outside sources, what could have been something of a legitimate discourse turned neighbor against neighbor. No. No, that woman was hateful. All the social media did was bring out the fact of how hateful she was because she couldn't control herself on it. See, the thing with social media is you're not looking somebody in the face. You're not face to face. And that's what makes it all okay to them. Right? She put on paper, in essence, if you would, what she was thinking. She put on paper what was in her heart. It's funny, the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart, you speak, the mouth speaks. If you think about that, not just good stuff, it's bad stuff too. So if your heart is overflowing with hate, it's going to come out. It's going to flow out of your mouth. You know, seriously. The initial decision not to display a Christmas tree was the result of an ongoing review of all our holiday decorations displays that started back in spring. What was played out on social media is unfortunate. It has negatively impacted our staff and community. Why would you take down the tree? First of all, the Christmas tree. It's not just a religious, actually it's not even a religious sign, really. What played out on social media was the truth of what you were doing. Right? When you said you were not going to have it, you already made the statement. And now you're saying it really wasn't a done deal yet? Why was it even considered? When the majority, vast majority, not the minor majority, the vast majority of people are fine with the Christmas tree. Again, us doing the will of a minor group of people, a couple of people. Are they ignored? No, I always say that too. You don't ignore them. But sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is you're being selfish. Your fear doesn't warrant me having to change my life. If you're afraid of something, learn how to overcome it. Most of these things that they call fear aren't fears at all. They're irritants. You're not afraid, you're irritated by it. I'd love to know. I just don't understand. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve is expected on Wednesday to raise interest rates for the seventh time this year. The U.S. Central Bank will likely approve a half-point percentage point hike. Student loan borrowers are holding their breath to see if they'll actually get what the Biden administration promised. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments in February to help it decide whether the forgiveness policy is an overreach of executive power or if it causes harm to plaintiffs. The president spoke outside Washington at a ceremony marking the 76th anniversary of Toys for Tots, which is run by the U.S. Marine Corps Reserve.
This program gives so much more than just gifts. It gives hope. You give community, and you are the inspiration that lasts a lifetime.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of that solution that nobody wants to be part of. Everybody wants to complain about it, but nobody wants to be part of it. And I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the solution and not part of the problem. All right. Let me get back at it here. Again, this war on Christmas. And actually, it's not a war on Christmas. It's a war on Christians. And a book that I wrote years ago, 2007, the year Trump won. And my very first chapter in it is absolutes, absolutely not. Why the left doesn't want you to have absolutes. Because if you have absolutes, then you have a right and wrong. Right? I mean, seriously, you have a right and wrong. When you have absolutes, you have to make decisions. You have male and female. You have light, and dark. They don't want to live in that world. It's too scary for them. This is why some of you who follow that whole my truth. I'm not trying to be mean or nasty towards you, but why is your truth any more truthful than my truth? And by saying my truth is my truth for me and that's okay and you're not going to bother me, it's not true. Seriously, when you think about the things that I think are all right, the things that you think are all right, there's a lot of them that are going to clash head on. So why is your truth any more than mine? I think the problem with the Dems at the high end, the Pelosi's and Biden's of the world, is if you have a God that you have to answer to, they don't count anymore. Come on, think about it. That's about how it works. That's why the Christmas tree is just a trigger for some of these people. It's not real. It's not the tree. It's the people that they perceive believe in that tree. They think that tree has power somehow for us. Not even close. Not even close to what it's all about. And by the way, with all the noise, you know how you always say, well, it doesn't do any good? Yeah, well, actually it does. Because that Massachusetts Library Group, both libraries in that area now will have the tree up. Which means you have to stay on it next year. Right? I mean, you think it's going to go away for real? You're out of your mind. Anyhow. And, you know, and the lack of respect. You know how they always said that the people that Trump hung around with as of late, the people he had lunch with, you know, that kind of tells you the person is who he hangs around. Right? And now you got the White House invited Marty Gould Cummings, a non-binary drag queen who has repeatedly attacked police online. Right? He, it, whatever, showed up. They invited him to show up to attend the Respect for Marriage Act. Now, Cummings thanked President Biden and the First Lady and shared an image of the digital invitation in a social media post on Monday. Last week, the House passed legislation that mandates the federal government recognize same-sex marriages in states where they are legal. Right? It was 258 to 169 vote, included 29 Republicans who votes after the Senate approved the bill, 61 to 36. To be a non-binary drag artist, invited to the White House is something I never imagined would happen. Thank you, President and Dr. Biden, for inviting me to this. She's an eye doctor, right? Okay, whatever. Anyhow, for inviting me to this historic bill signing. Grateful doesn't even begin to. All right. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's everything is groundbreaking, right? First, it was groundbreaking to have a gay person work for you. Then it was double groundbreaking to have a lesbian person that tries. I mean, it gets nuts. It just everything now, as I've been saying for over a decade, is boiling down to sexual preference. We have become the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. No, really, think about it. We have become the modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm proud that Cummings ran into, okay. In 2020, Cummings ran into an unsuccessful campaign for a spot on New York City Council. Redefining the police was part of the campaign platform. Running for office in probably the or one of the top three highest crime areas in the country. And the sane mind of that person running was defund the police. Got it. Affordable housing for everybody? Well, what's affordable housing? He, it, went along to say, I'm running for city council along with a lot of other queer candidates, and we're going to fight for you. Now, look at if the city council is supposed to be representation of the city as a whole, of people in the city as a whole, should they be majority queer? I'm using queer because that's what they're using. Shouldn't they be a whole different? Should you have the straight white business owner? The Hispanic business owner? You know, the Asian dad or whatever? The black lesbian? I mean, I don't know. Shouldn't it be a whole host of different people? They love to play that game against the rich where, oh, hey, yeah, you know, we're gonna fight for you. And not the police unions and not the real estate people, but for you. What a whack. The unions are running your stuff. If the union doesn't like you, they're gonna put all kinds of money against you. So don't make it sound like, and it's not just the police unions doing this. Notice how he stayed away from the teachers' unions. Interesting, right? Anyway, Cummings' Twitter profile, and just if you look at it, it's an extensive history of police bashing. You know, he goes on to say, or I think it's a he, non-binary, I guess, whatever, anyway, The Police Benevolent Association of City of New York are scared, whiny, and weak people. Really? The people will win and we'll defund the police. Right, because that's what the people want, right? Now, there is some truth to that. I've always said the same thing. You know, we're not a democracy. We're a republic. Right? We're a representative government. And if you vote somebody in who hates the police, and that person's been saying that, and you expect there's something else, then there's something wrong with you. Maybe you're one of those people that the mayor of New York is talking about that needs mental help. He goes, yeah, we want to defund the police. Yeah, we want to abolish ICE. No, we won't settle for anything less. And I'll continue to fight till that happens. Now, the funny thing about it, these people are so ignorant, they don't even know that ICE's only job is not to stop illegals from coming over the border. They do so much more than that. Part of it's the drug enforcement at the border and other places, for that matter. Earlier this year, Cummings tweeted support for ACAB, or ACAB Coffee, I'm sorry, a cafe that theoretically wouldn't serve police officers. Wow. ACAB is actually an acronym for All Cops Are Blanks. It's still defund the police, you know, and again, why does the White House continue to hold these people in high esteem? Right? Because that's where they're at. They're okay with this stuff. Don't give me this garbage. So it starts sending me emails about, you know, what are you against drag queens and they're not all this, they're not. No, I know that. But you know what? They're not speaking out against them. I said the same thing about the Islamic world. I said the same thing about police. I said the same thing about teachers. You know, my old pastor, when he was talking about racism, yes, my old black pastor, said if you don't speak against it, you're for it. It's that simple. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and, you know, being part of the conversation. You should always be, you know, part of the conversation. Seriously. No fooling around. And the way you do that is you engage. You engage, you get involved, you make things happen. You know, sometimes it's just like that Christmas tree thing at the library. It's just many people getting involved, calling in, complaining, showing up. That's how you make things happen. Talking about the defund the police, hate the American way of life, drag queen performer. That, just amazing. I'm floored by this stuff on a regular basis. Because what I don't understand, the big thing I don't understand, again, is I hear the outrage from many. Why aren't you walking out of these events with your kids? What's wrong? Right? This person goes on to say, anyone who thinks that drag isn't for children is wrong. Drag is an expression, and children are such judgment-free beings, they don't really care what you're wearing, just what you're performing. Good. I'm glad you said that. So apparently twerking your butt in the face of a child, real, that's performing, right? See, they never speak out against this stuff, right? A performer sticking her boobies in the face of a young child, and I don't mean covered boobies. I mean uncovered ones. That's okay, right? A male drag queen lifting up his dress so the kids could see his penis, that was okay too, right? No, it's not okay for kids. And if you think it is, there's something wrong with you. You shouldn't have children yourself. Children don't need to be exposed to all that stuff, especially when they're in a single-digit age group, let alone 11, 12, 13, 14, what have you. It's wrong. It's wrong for them. They're not ready for it. They're not old enough to receive it or even work it through their mind. And that's where we've lost it. Doctors who stick up for kids are now considered enemies of some kind. Terrorists of some kind. It's wrong. Again, I say, it's wrong. And it never, and the madness never stops. They had a box that was covering a statue of Christopher Columbus in Philadelphia. It's now been removed after a judge ruled against the mayor, Jim Kenney. But you guys, you know, you vote these people in. Do you not know they're whacked when you vote them in? This guy apparently had previously called for the statue to be taken down. In Philadelphia, a large Italian population, if you didn't know. In the ruling last week, Judge Mary Hanna Leavitt, definitely not Italian, ordered that the Marconi Plaza statue be uncovered after remaining inside a green, white, and red plywood box since 2020. The box was painted at the request of the council member, Mark Squilla, who represents the district. Leavitt said that the mayor of the city takes issue with the statue's message. They can add their own plaque with additional information. She also noted that the city accepted the statue as a donation in 1876 and thus has a fiduciary duty to preserve the statue, which was designated a historic object in 2017. No, but the law can't apply to them. Don't you know that? Judge went on to say the Columbus statue is not city property as is, for example, a city snowblower. The ruler reversed a 2021 court ruling that allowed the city to keep the box around the statue. However, the ruling also noted that the city failed to provide evidence that the statue or statue's removal was necessary. Speaking with the local news source, Kenny said the box was originally put up during a racial injustice protest in the summer of 2020 for the safety of the residents. There were a lot of fights near the statue. That's all right. You don't get the mob around it. Tell them to take care of it. Let the mob protect these things. You don't have any problems. We didn't have the capacity at the time to remove the statue or the legal authority. We figured if we boxed it in, we put it on the side of the mine, which happened, and things calmed down. It's been kind of a statue status quo ever since. So let's not protect what's right, let's cover it up and hope it goes away, right? Another one of those crazy things where a statue of Abraham Lincoln was taken out of Cornell University. For what reason? People still don't know. It was taken out of the university library, and all of a sudden it's back. Wonder why? You think they've gone too far? You think the left has gone too far? With this wokeness, I do. At the time the City Historical Commission voted to remove the statue, it angered Italian-American groups who vowed to preserve it. Kevin Lesser, the spokesman for the Kenny, said that the city will respect the court ruling. City officials expressed disappointment at the outcome. Why? Why? If they really dive into Christopher Columbus's history, they'd find out that some of the stuff that they've been fed, some of the garbage they've been spewing, is wrong. A lawsuit settlement announced last year allowed another 106-foot-tall Christopher Columbus monument at Penn's Landing on Delaware River to remain in place, with the coverings removed for the foreseeable future. Good. See, they fight everything in court. We need to start doing the same thing. We need to let them get away with nothing. We need to challenge them on everything. No, I mean that sincerely. They are so used to when they start making noise, you go running away in the opposite direction. And it's not how it should be. When they start making noise, you make noise louder. Okay? Or you play it a different way. You go to it from a legal aspect, just like you're seeing more and more people do, and we're winning those. And a school board member had to resign over a statement rejecting cis white males for president. It was great. I thought it was wonderful. You know, seriously, here, I mean, if I can play this for you, I will. Let me see. Can I do this? It never works the first time. You guys already know this to be true. So don't make fun of me. Yeah, let me get that. Anyway, take a listen.
That I believe that Mr. DeLeo would make an excellent president. However, I feel that electing the only cis white male on this board, president of this district, sends the wrong message to our community. A message that is contrary to what we as a board have been trying to accomplish. I think that it's important that we practice what we preach and that our words have strength when they are spoken, whether we speak them from the neighborhood sidewalks or from behind these tables. Mrs. Steinbeck has done an exemplary job as president these last few months, and the strength of her performance.
Okay, this is great. I love this. Perfect. We'll play it again because it warrants being played again. Did you hear all that tomfoolery, though? All that nonsense? Right? This person, male or not, this person has done a great job as a board member. This person would do a great job as a president. However, he doesn't line up with what the social justice warriors want. Wow. So we don't want the best person for the job. We want the person that most lines up with the current social warrior award. I'm amazed.
He said that I believe that Mr. DeLeo would make an excellent president. However, I feel that electing the only cis white male on this board, president of this district, sends the wrong message.
What, that we should choose the right person for the job? There's three women on that board and him. So women are the only ones that can do the job? Because that's not true. Yes, women can do the job. They're not the only ones that can do the job, Joe. Though, this is ridiculous. Again, he's the best guy for the job, but
to our community, a message that is contrary to what we as a board have been trying to accomplish.
Which is what? Make sure that you have the person that's most qualified by social justice standards or social warrior standards or woke standards or the person that would do the best job. I can't keep doing it. I'm going to lose my mind doing this. This is how crazy this is. This is why we're in the shape we're in. We've hired substandard teachers. We've hired substandard people to run our cities, towns, states. And you're scratching your head wondering what happened. Joe Mancini, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Come on back tomorrow. I'll be here with you.